sorts of topics are covered in our short daily podcasts, Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Been going for a couple of years now, every single day, including public holidays, Christmas, Easter, New Year, weekends as well, here every day. That means there's such a terrific archive for you to go back and listen to as we've worked our way through from the lungs, through the larynx, to the lips, with all sorts of help, how to write right so you read right, helping you deal with mic fright, helping you read out loud, confidently, convincingly, and conversationally, everything you need to know to get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. We're about to launch into a series of vocal exercises, incidentally, some physical and mental exercises are coming in the next few weeks. Physical exercises, yeah, to reduce that skeletal strain around your neck and your throat and elsewhere around your body. As we said a few weeks ago, everything is interconnected. A little bit like that song about your knee bone connected to the thigh bone and all of that. Your voice depends on not only the sounds you make actually out of your voice box and your resonators in your head and in your throat, but also your muscles further around your body, how your bones are sitting, and also how you are thinking and how you are feeling as well. The vocal zone you are in can affect your vocal performance. So before we start on those exercises, let's go through a few of these bullet points. Like at the gym, always do a warm-up before you do a workout, yeah? You've got to do these warm-ups to help get your voice gradually into shape. So before you actually do a longer series of voice exercises, as I mentioned yesterday, what a workout is, then make sure you do a warm-up first. Now, the first part of the warm-up should also include physical and mental work, as I just mentioned, which we're going to be dealing with a little bit later on in a few weeks' time. So it doesn't matter if you just do the vocal ones by yourself, because obviously that's how we've got to at this particular stage. Don't want you to save off doing those before you get the physical and mental workouts too. We'll be coming to those, as I say, in several weeks' time. And then when you've got those, you can build them all together. Pace yourself. Vocal exercises should be challenging in a similar way to going to the gym is challenging. And when you stop, you should feel better than when you began. You shouldn't end up feeling sore or hurt. Before you try any new exercise, note how you feel and perform now, first. And then, during the technique, monitor what's happening, your feelings and your performance. And when you've finished, both immediately afterwards and several days after the routine, gauge again what difference that exercise has made to your sound and your strength. These exercises are generic. They were not designed for you specifically. If you can't make a certain sound, don't worry. Try another exercise instead. And if you feel dizzy, something hurts or doesn't feel right, stop and seek professional help. Vocal exercise advice on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. So we've gone through, haven't we, about warm-ups and wind-downs and workouts. Tomorrow, why should you be warming up your voice? What does it actually do? And then, later on in the week, we'll move on to the wake-up hum, the ubiquitous panting exercise, and the yawn-sigh vocal exercise as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.